Yankee Stadium, Madison Square Garden, Belmont Park, Arthur Ashe Stadium, just a few of New York's sports meccas. Well, a new museum opening tomorrow in Lower Manhattan hopes there's room for another. WNYC's Dan Blumberg has more.
The Sports Museum of America is like an all-sports Hall of Fame, with artifacts, stories, and interactive displays of everything from baseball to bowling, football to fly fishing. Visitors will begin their experience with an inspiring elevator ride featuring some of the greatest moments in sports. Moments like these.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
And fans should pay attention to those famous calls because they'll get a chance to recreate them at the Sports Museum's broadcast booth.
What are some of your favorite calls of all time?
You know, I love the Cal Stanford play.
Philip Schwalb is the founder and CEO of the Sports Museum.
It's sometimes called the play, where there are about a dozen laterals and the announcer just sounds like he's going to go insane. Band comes on the field, the announcer's screaming, the band is on the field, this is the most heart-rending.
Exciting, thrilling finish in the history of college football. California has won the big game over Stanford.
I apologize, fans, I can't continue. That's kind of what he sounds like. He's losing it.
I think you missed your calling.
I would have enjoyed being a sports announcer. This is as close as I'll get.
Once visitors have been revved up with some of the greatest moments in sports, the museum takes them back, way back. Photos of an adolescent Carl Lewis and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar adorn the wall. And then there's Billie Jean King's fourth grade report card.
As you can see, the teacher's written here on Billie Jean King's report card that Billie is exceptional in terms of playing with other children because of her excellent sense of fair play and her respect for others' rights and opinions.
Schwalb is hoping that sports fans share his enthusiasm, but he doesn't want non-sports fans to be excluded, hence the focus on stories that transcend sports, like Jesse Owens embarrassing Hitler at the 1936 Olympics by winning four gold medals over supposedly dominant white athletes, or Jackie Robinson breaking baseball's color barrier. But transcendence will not come cheap.
Now, I have to ask you a question I think a lot of people are going to ask themselves when they learn about the museum, and that is, $27 is the admission for an adult. Why so steep?
We spent a lot of money trying to put the visitor, the fan, the person at the museum kind of on the field or in the game. And we did that through some very complex interactives. You'll be able to put your face into a hockey mask and see in a way that you absolutely never have before and never will again what it's like to have professional NHL players shooting pucks at you.
Schwalb also points out that kids will pay less and there will be discounts available. The museum will be for profit, but it's clear to Schwalb that sports means more than just making a buck.
And the Mets are down to their last out.
I can remember crying like a baby at the 86 World Series, Game 6, and my father had brought my brother and I up to see the Mets and the Red Sox.
And Roger Clemens hoping for that last out. Lined into left.
Behind me were the scalper who sold us the tickets. And he was kind of a rough fella, wearing a lot of gold chains and kind of tough.
3-2 to Mookie Wilson.
And next to him was a Hasidic Jew, older fella, probably in his 60s or 70s.
Little roller up along first, behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight, and the Mets win it.
When the Mets won, I started crying. I hugged my brother. I turned around, and here's this African-American fella and this Orthodox Hasidic Jewish fella in full garb, and they're just locked in a 10-minute embrace.
If one picture is worth 1,000 words, you have seen about 1,000,000 words. But more than that...
A miracle comeback, a New York championship, and racial harmony. Just the kind of story the Sports Museum hopes to tell.
I believe in the ability of sports to bring people to a kind of another place, a transcendent place.
For WNYC, I'm Dan Blumberg. We are the